When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, if you will please turn to the book, Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Be you therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let not covetousness be once named among you as becometh the children of God. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. What happy people we must be! Contented people, godliness with contentment is great gain. You know, in a Christian home, there should be a spirit of contentment, joy, love, peace, long-suffering. The devil is always ready to bring some garbage truck right into your home. How would you welcome it in your drawing room? A garbage truck. Suppose it crashes right into your living room tomorrow morning. And you'd say, hey, please leave all the garbage for me. Don't you take it away. Unload right here. You know, garbage trucks come in and go out of. I don't like all that rubbish brought into my house. There are some wise people who say, look, if you are going to talk evil about God's children, no, I'm not prepared to listen. I don't want you coming in with such stories. There are some people of character who just turn them out. Garbage trucks not permitted. You know, friends, you can't have revival and garbage trucks going together. You just can't have it. And some people love garbage trucks, as though they are the guardians of some garbage tip. Let it not be once named among you. Not foolish talking, neither filthiness. So then, if you turn to the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, you will notice how we ought to walk. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I find it very hard to teach people this lesson. I walk by faith. By the grace of God, I have done so. Then there is no evidence of adequate supply. When everything stands against, meaning a drought situation, you know, my dear friends, when these things are brought to us, shall we cut short God's work? No. The Lord Jesus Christ went where there was need. Now, if you are going to make it the rule of your life, where that you will go, where money is to be found, let me tell you, you will self-destruct. God's way is going where there is need, to supply what others cannot supply. That's God's way. That's walking by faith. Now, it might seem like a very hard lesson for most of you, but let me tell you, that's a very rich lesson. Your soul will be enriched and you will be fulfilled walking by faith and not by sight. You know, when you look at things, they appear so dismal. You know, it looks like the bottom is falling out of our present civilization. And if you begin to think of what are my children going to do, what are my grandchildren going to do, I tell you, you will worry yourself to death. But if you can communicate faith to your children, all else may pass away, heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot or tittle of this God's word will pass. You can anchor your trust and your hope in Jesus. You know, my dear friends, at a time when inflation is hitting new heights and people, the most brilliant minds, do not know how to control inflation and then, you know, balance industry, they have got to produce more jobs. That means more money going out to the banks, and the banks being emptied by panic-stricken investors. Oh, this is a very difficult time. But let me tell you, if you anchor your trust in Jesus, He will not fail. Everything else may fail. Don't take me for a prosperity preacher. Because I know want, or I know hard times. I know tough times. I know what it is to walk in the valley and have the strength from God when no one can help. So, my dear people, walking by faith, last of all, please turn to Galatians, the 5th chapter. The 16th verse says, walk in the Spirit. My goodness, we are all walking in our bodies, I suppose. Indeed we are. Our legs carry us and we walk. That's the normal walking. But here we are told, Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. My dear friends, you know, this is another level of walking. Walking in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Singing in the Spirit. You know, when you want to walk with Jesus Christ, you don't want a lot of clutter in your lives. You know, your life becomes very simple. Your tastes become simple. You don't want to carry a lot of excess baggage with you and worry about this and worry about that. No. Life becomes very beautiful and simple and productive and creative. Walking in the Spirit means God's Spirit teaching you how to walk. Walking in the Spirit. You don't fulfill the lusts of the flesh there, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh when you walk in the Spirit. You see, now suppose I've got a lovely vessel here, nice looking silver gold vessel, and I'm pouring some precious liquid into it, and I take no note of the huge leak below. So I keep pouring and it keeps leaking. And when I look for some, my vessel is full, isn't it? No. All of it has leaked. We spring a lot of leaks in our lives. And some of these leaks are formed by our welcoming them. We welcome the clutter. We welcome the unspiritual talk. We welcome the slander or evil speaking. And then you will get a big leak. But when you're walking in the Spirit, you get directions from God. Thus said the Lord. God begins to speak to you. Speak these words. Do this, and God will give you fruit out of your labors. Living in the Spirit. Oh, what a chance He is given to us today to show forth Jesus. Let us pray. Let us tell God, oh God, let me not talk about high things and live in the gutter. No, Lord, I don't want empty phrases. I want to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. I want to walk by faith and not take fright at every event that comes across my path. Lord, I want that faith which is anchored in Jesus, my wonderful Savior. So hear our prayer in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.